30. This is the point I'm trying to make. They're going to sell, and then somebody's going to buy them as an investment and then resell them on eBay like they are. That's why I wanted to find out.
Yeah.
Because this is the country we live in now. People want their Satan shoes. So that six, and I'll bet that Lil Nas is one of the people that's supplying these shoes so he can cut in on the profits being made by collectors. But wear a mask, whatever you do. It is just about 4 o'clock. SRN News coming up in just a minute. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. Swami went there. Mommy the Swami. And found carpeting and is getting ready to have that installed this week. I got news for you. The Swami not only has great taste, but she is also, she doesn't like to waste money. She's price conscious. So she made her selections with help from, and just had nothing but praise for Jeff Mallinson and everybody at Georgia Floors Direct with the customer service she received, the willingness to help, to keep looking, to keep until they found exactly what she was looking for. And now it's ready for installation. That's the way it works at Georgia Floors Direct. You pick out what you want in the price range in which you're shopping, and they have their own team of installers. So everything from the moment you pick it out to the moment you're standing on it, arms proudly folded across your chest over the great new flooring you got, all of that comes from Georgia Floors Direct. No outsiders. You buy from them, they install, so they guarantee your customer satisfaction. They're on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, and I always recommend a visit to their fun and exciting Facebook page.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids, and you would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility. Call about our 50% off special for the month of March. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net, and like us on Facebook.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. News.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Prosecutors at the trial of Derek Chauvin played a video showing the former Minneapolis police officer kneeling on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes, 29 seconds. Chauvin's trial began with prosecutor Jerry Blackwell telling jurors that Chauvin didn't let up, he didn't get up, after Floyd said he couldn't breathe and went motionless. The defense says it'll show that Chauvin revealed or reacted exactly as he was trained. The Biden administration extending a federal moratorium on evictions of tenants who've fallen behind on rent during the pandemic. That moratorium is extended through the end of June. It had been scheduled to expire on Wednesday. On Wall Street, stocks finishing mixed today. The Dow gained 98 points. The NASDAQ dropped 79 and the S&P 500 lost 3. This is SRN News.
Switch wireless carrier now has stronger expanded coverage. Patriot Mobile. Not only that, but they're committed to support conservative values instead of the companies that don't, like Planned Parenthood and other liberal causes. Right now, they're offering new expanded coverage choices that blanket America. Yes, it's true, and here's more reasons to switch. They're the only Christian conservative wireless service provider in America, now rated number one in customer satisfaction of all wireless companies, and when you talk to their U.S.-based customer service team, you get real answers. Again, new expanded coverage on dependable nationwide 4G LTE networks. Switch and support today with every call. Sanctity of life, discounts for first responders and veterans, support for the First and Second Amendment. Call 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Patriot Mobile, the country's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
This is not headline news. Sharon Osbourne is out at the talk. Not clear if she was fired, forced out, or quit. Oh, I know that feeling, said Murray Osmond. A new Transformers movie is in the works. They say plot details are being kept secret. But let me guess, cars turn into robots and fight each other. In sports, the NFL is expected to announce that they'll be moving from 16 to 17 games in a regular season this year. Sure, go ahead and prolong our agony, replied Jacksonville Jag fans. New York agreed to a deal legalizing weed. And you thought Jimmy Fallon giggled too much before. This is not headline news.
And hey, welcome back to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Again, our phones are not working, just as they weren't this morning. They were off and on briefly this afternoon. And I have no idea when they're going to get fixed. It is 4:06. And I got to tell you, there was some pretty heavy-duty stuff coming in this afternoon. And stuff I was rather passionate about. You know me. I mean, I stay calm. B-S-B-S-B-S. But sometimes as a talk show host, you get to a point where you say, nobody cares about this. This is pretty, the president, the idiot in the White House just said, I want everybody to reinstitute their mask mandates. While he's bragging about one-third of the country being able to get vaccinated up to this point. Why? Somebody either doesn't understand the definition of vaccination, or they're not happy relinquishing the control they've had over our lives. Why do they need to do more, even more damage? I don't understand this. To save my life, I don't understand this. And by the way, DJ Fresh from our sister station Jams came in, and he's a sneakerhead. He understands this, yeah, and was watching the numbers. How come I never get in on these deals? If I were to make a sneaker, let's say I filled a toe with BS or something in the front, and I don't know, some kind of, how about a collector shirt? We didn't get to celebrate my 15th anniversary last year because everything shut down when that came along. So I was thinking about maybe doing a Sweet 16 this year.
Yeah.
Would you like a collector's T-shirt with a drop of my blood on it?
No.
How about a food stain?
No.
Those are easier to make.
We could probably have one printed right in the fabric.
You know, I have my favorite shirt, and it's something from one of the charities we supported. It was, mm-hmm, I managed to burn it right about here, sort of to the, right and above my left bosom. But the way it burned, it looks like a bullet hole. And I'm thinking, now that's cool. I will not take this to Miss Song's place over there on Woodmere Boulevard and have the hole repaired like I do my other stuff. I'm going to keep this because it's sort of like a conversation point.
Mm-hmm.
Were you shot? And then I can say, yeah, but it was nothing. I'm here. That's all that matters, right?
Right.
So this creates some additional, do you have Brandt's number?
I do. His cell phone?
Yes, please shoot Brandt a text and tell him we're having issues with our phone.
Okay.
And just in case he's unable to get through. This thing, it's not just the storm came through and blew down a wire attached to our building. It's much bigger than that. It involves Mississippi. So you know it's trouble. And us, and it's just crazy. We should probably text Jacqueline and everybody else we normally talk to in the course of an afternoon and let them know. So I promised I wanted to hear this clip from DeSantis in Florida because he is not down with the whole idea of reinstituting mask mandates like Joe Biden wants.
I just wanted to make some comments.
And I've said stuff previously, but we are not supporting doing any vaccine passports in the state of Florida. No one was more aggressive about getting this out. If you look at all the different points throughout Florida, whether it's a hospital, county health department, a retail pharmacy, a drive-through sites, church sites, all this stuff, it's important. But we always said we want to provide it for all, but mandate it for none. And that was something that while it was advised to take, particularly if you're vulnerable, we were not going to force you to do it. So there was never under discussion any mandates to take vaccines. We will not have COVID vaccines mandated in Florida. The flip side of that, though, with these vaccine passports is it's completely unacceptable for either the government or the private sector to impose upon you the requirement that you show proof of vaccine to just simply be able to participate in normal society. You want to go to a movie theater? Should you have to show that? No. You want to go to a game? No. You want to go to a theme park? No. So we're not supportive of that. I think it's something that people have certain freedoms and individual liberties to make decisions for themselves. I also wonder, it's like, okay, you're going to do this, and then what, give all this information to some big corporation? You want the fox to guard the hen house? I mean, give me a break. I think this is something that has huge privacy implications. It is not necessary to do. You know, we're going to have hit 3.5 million seniors that have gotten shots sometime this week, likely 75% of seniors. It's important to be able to do it. But at the same time, we are not going to have you provide proof of this just to be able to live your life normally. And I'm going to be taking some action in an executive function, emergency function here very shortly. But I just spoke with the speaker about it, and I'm telling Wilton publicly, so hopefully he agrees with me. But we need the legislature to come in and just say this is not happening in Florida. And
there you go. That's what a leader does, okay? And again, I just put the story about Biden wanting to reinstate all of these freedom-robbing, paralyzing mandates with the question, what in the name of our Lord is the point of getting a vaccine if you still have to walk around with a bag over your mouth? It just makes no sense. Makes no sense. I told you, I think we'll be seeing mask mandates in certain, select instances as a precaution. I think most of us will be okay. A lot of people caught this virus by going to the doctor's office. So, wearing one there, or I don't even mind waiting in the car. Remember when they thought I had the coronavirus?
Yes.
October? Don't come back until you have proof. So I went and got tested, and I was negative. But I didn't mind waiting in the car to get called in because they were being cautious with it. Fine. But we want our lives back. At least I think we do. I'd love to have you call and give me your opinion on this at 272-9228, except you can't because the phone's not working. But otherwise, everything is okay. And Christy Noem, what the hell are you thinking? Here, so many of us are saying, wow, presidential timber, vice presidential timber, not so much anymore. Why did she have to go and do that? Questions for which there are no answers. On Monday, we always like to visit Jack Ingram's signature used cars. See what's available as we start the week. For those of you who are looking for a second set of wheels for the family. Maybe you got a business and you need something big but dependable. There's a 2010 Ford Explorer XLT for $7,800. Why would you be interested in that? A, huge savings. B, you know this vehicle's been thoroughly checked out. Here's how it works. Tip Tames takes the trade, runs the vehicle history. If it's good, it goes to the body shop. They check out the interior, make sure it is in presentable condition. And then finally to the mechanics who run a 108-point checkup on the vehicle. And if it passes all three, then they'll put a price on it and sell it at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars with their name on the back, proudly so. And if it fails any one of those three, it goes off to auction. Because They are committed to not reselling somebody else's troubles. Shop with confidence. They do have a guarantee at Jack Ingram that few others do. Also, out of curiosity, there's a Mercedes E-Class E350 with only 108,000 miles. It's 2008, so it was babied. That is available under 10. You know what? They sold that Beamer. I knew they would. Somebody had to go in and get that because... But opportunities like that show up in this category of vehicles every so often. It's pretty cool. Tip Tames and his great team will take great care of you. You have over 20 financing options. For those of you who have had a hiccup on the credit with things being the way they were over the last year, that's Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. .com. 416, let's see everybody's driving.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic light to moderate all over the area. We got a couple of congested spots. East Boulevard at I-85, also Northeast Boulevard at the Wetumpka Highway. And Troy Highway at East South Boulevard is a little busy right now. We've got a good bit of outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway and Norman Bridge. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery at the moment. Reinhardt Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. LifeSouth still needs your help. They say blood supply is critically low with shelves nearly empty. There's a critical need of all types of blood, especially type O. You're encouraged to donate if you have had the vaccine or recovered from COVID. The Alabama Department of Public Health has released a new school dashboard of coronavirus cases. The latest report shows that cases continue to drop. MPS reported less than 5. Autauga County reports 16. Other area school systems are unreported due to spring break. Overall, there were 181 COVID-19 cases involving Alabama's public schools for the week, down from 387 the week before. Calling all contractors, the Montgomery Whitewater Project is inviting you to a construction information workshop. You'll find out about the project's budget, timeline, and contracting opportunities. The workshop is virtual or in person at Trenum State Community College Tuesday and Thursday. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
With WOW Internet, your home is more than just a home. It can be your office and also a school and a gym and a store, a movie theater, a bar. You need speed and reliability to do it all. Get Superfast Internet 100 for a crazy low $29.99 a month. Plus, for a limited time, get a free modem for 6 months. Sign up today at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a nice, quiet start to what's going to be an active weather week with lots of twists and turns. For tonight, mostly clear, chilly, overnight low temperature 51. Tomorrow, a little warmer, high in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms back in the forecast. Thunderstorms are likely on Wednesday. Some of the storms could be severe. Looks like a pretty formidable storm system. And then sharply colder late week behind the storm. We could be in the mid-30s by dawn Friday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From the people who brought you Groundhog Day, it's March 2021.
Toilet paper shortage? Didn't we have that already?
Relive the exact events of a year ago just by following today's news.
Europe in lockdown? This is an old story, right?
The only thing that's different about March 2021 is the last digit.
COVID rates spiking again? Am I in a classic 90s Bill Murray film?
If you liked March 2020, you'll love March 2021.
Only some people are wearing masks? Where have I seen this before?
Nothing has changed since March 2020. Nothing.
But everyone still loves Andrew Cuomo, right?
One thing has changed, but everything else, status quo.
Adam Levine got a new tattoo? That's gotta be recycled news.
March 2021. Everything old is deja new again.
Somebody get me out of this wormhole.
Hey, you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I've done some dumb things. Things again.
Yeah, like today. Let's bring the mask mandate back.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Adios, muchacho.
You gotta have something.
You're so naughty.
If you wanna be with me.
Bad.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
I'm sick of this.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
I'm dying over here.
Boy, does he have a lot of
good
stuff.
Take that finger out of you.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
Yes, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Oh, my God.
I'm
grumpy,
baby!
You got so much better than television.
Did you get a little tappity-tap? I dropped my hot pocket.
Oh, mama.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Nothing from nothing beats nothing.
You are a meathead.
$50.
If you want to be with me, nothing from nothing.
You're gorgeous.
You gotta have
hot diggity.
If you want to be with me,
is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Nobody said, hey, where's the roll call? But, yeah, we've been doing a long time. Give it a little time off. A note from Rusty. I hear the phones are out. Do we have internet? Yes. And yes. Very important internal communication. We have to make here. Well, Bonehead in the White House wants to, he's asking, he's not telling, but in a way he's telling, because here's how it works. This is what they do. Biden says, please reinstitute the mask mandates. Rescind the freedoms you have given back to your people. You know, Governor DeSantis, we played him. He's got no intention of doing that. I'm 99% sure that the governor of Texas has no intention of doing that. So, because they control so much funding at the upper levels of the government, what the you're not going to play our game? All right, then we're going to cut off your road funding or your school, whatever. So it's just a big game of political blackmail. It's wrong on so many levels I can't begin to describe it. So I hope it doesn't get to that point, but why would I believe it wouldn't after what we've seen this year? The border situation is Trump's... Oh, my God. Can't believe it. No, it's not Trump's fault. You, though, have certainly erected thousands of cages for those young kids. Some are plastic, some are shipping containers with little windows. But they put butterflies on the inside walls, so they would be nice.
The Seth Spotlow Experience.
Yeah, baby.
Well, this should lighten things up just a little bit.
How you doing, man? I like that shirt.
I came in here all worked up to thank you. I came in here all worked up today because I was told by a mutual friend of ours, I don't want to name any names,
Joey,
that the phones are working again.
Ooh.
Because they were out all morning. I think it's storm-related. So Joey says they're working. So I come in with fire and brimstone this afternoon.
I heard some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people like it.
And I'm looking at the phones, thinking, wow, maybe they're afraid. Maybe I'm just too over the top.
You got a haircut, man? Look at you.
Oh. I'm not finished telling this story yet.
I'm sorry.
You want to go to my hair?
No, I'm sorry. It's just, it caught me off guard.
Yeah, that happens every time, you know. Hey, Greg, I wanted to... Did you get a haircut?
Should be like that whenever I get one. So the phones?
Oh, so I'm thinking, I'm a suck at this job. Nobody wants to talk about any of these life-altering topics I'm bringing up.
I suck at this job.
That's what I'm thinking. Then I find out that the phones aren't working again. So... This phone system blows.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
Like our phone system here in the States.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. 428. Seth Spotlow joining us this afternoon again. Our phones are not working. So don't call us at 272-9228 until we know better. And who knows? I mean, Mississippi, from what I understand, I don't understand the technology behind this, but Mississippi's involved in the middle of this somewhere. So, who knows? Who knows? All right. 5,000 fans went to a concert in Barcelona over the weekend. After passing a same-day COVID-19 screening to test a plan to prevent outbreaks of the virus at large cultural events. This big show is by the Spanish rock group Love of Lesbian.
Hey.
And they had the special permission of the health authorities, while the rest of the country limited to gatherings of no more than 4 people in closed spaces. The concertgoers were able to mix freely. People with heart disease, cancer, or those who have been in contact with somebody infected by COVID in recent weeks were asked not to sign up. Asked.
Mm.
Not told. So I'm asking you, is this going to be the way everything works now? You want to go to a biscuit game? You got to have your COVID vaccine proof or your most recent test?
I hope not. If so, I'm going to have to sneak in a bunch of places. No, I wouldn't do that. But that would suck, man, because, I mean, I don't want to do it. And they're going to stop me from going in.
It gets to the point of, well, what the hell? What the hell is the point? Of getting here's what Rutgers will only let vaccinated students attend classes. Good Lord. What's the point of a vaccine if you can't do what you want to do? That's the point in getting a flu shot. Mitigate your risk to the flu when the flu season comes around.
But you still have a chance.
Yeah, but you've mitigated it to the greatest extent possible. So, a vaccine is supposed to protect you. So why should you have to wear a mask? Why can't you go wherever you want to go? But on the other hand, I am not comfortable with people having to display some kind of proof.
That's not cool.
It's not. So what happens if you, you know, buy tickets to an event, go there, pay to park your car, and then you reach in your wallet, oh my God, I left the vaccine passport at the house. They're not going to let you in.
No.
Man, I got the Price is Right coming up from last year that they put off. It was last year, I think April sometime, me and Kiddo were supposed to go. Mm-hmm. They put it off 6 months, and then they put it off till like next month, and now it's put off until October.
Here?
So, yeah.
We're at Impact?
Yeah. Me and Kiddo are going to go win a car.
I hope you do.
Hey, man.
Nobody will be happier for you than me if you win yourself a car.
I'm going to try, dude.
Do you want shoelaces that smell like bacon?
I bet they already do.
That's a very, very salient response.
You know, I mean, come on, really? Who cares? Who's going to go and smell your shoelaces?
Yeah, I don't get the point.
Cats or your dogs.
And then sniff my shoe.
Yeah, and then your shoes end up under the bed chewed into
little smithereens.
Because cats and dogs know when they're doing that, it's wrong.
That's
why they take it somewhere and try to hide it from you. Clever little demons, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They finally got, they dislodge that ship?
Yes.
It's amazing. One ship was able to do $10.9 billion in damage to the world economy every single day. It was stuck, wedged into the Suez Canal.
I hope they found out how that happened or why.
Don't know how to put this too delicately, but there's a story around that that ship that got stuck somehow, when it was before it got into the canal, was trying to draw the outline of a
quack
in the water.
Oh.
Why don't you look that up on your phone while I'm telling everybody about Clark's?
Certainly.
It's that time of the year. Now, man, we had horrible humidity over the weekend until that system came through. It's nice and cool today. You may not need AC or heat, but by the end of the week, you'll probably still need your heater in your home, your furnace. But we are turning the corner into the hot weather season, and once April gets here, it's pretty much nonstop till October. So make sure your system is up to the challenge in the days, weeks, and months ahead by getting a Clark's Club membership, paying the $159 fee, and having them out for the first of two tune-ups you'll get for that price, plus the guarantee of priority service if any heating, AC, or plumbing issues should come up. That's the benefit. You can't put a price tag on peace of mind, but I can tell you this, a price tag of $159 for two annual tune-ups, that is a great deal. Go ahead, check it out online. See what some companies want a la carte just to come and inspect, clean out, and prepare your system for the season ahead. You'll be glad you picked Clark's. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up, you've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
8599.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Disney Plus, give your hard-earned cash to us. Gonna hit you with a price increase, you'll pay an extra buck. Got Star Wars, Hamilton, and The Mandalorian. So you better hand it over to keep seeing Baby Yoda. Foot the bill, pay the dough for streaming Pinocchio. We want some of your government stimulus. It's the cost of admission to see WandaVision. Disney Plus, spend on us, Disney Plus.
I think I'll do a magazine column about streaming. Because I wonder if people are really paying attention, you know. Like, I keep seeing, I guess because of the channels I watch, Smithsonian, Discovery Plus. Over 50,000 original shows.
I've got it. Yeah.
What's on there that makes it worth, what do you pay a month?
I got it from my landlady. I pay for Hulu, dude. I got Hulu, and I'm like this close to getting HBO Max.
Why?
Because of there's like a H.P. Lovecraft series on there. There's the
H.P. Lovecraft.
Yeah,
he's crazy. There was a band by that name in Chicago many years ago.
Yeah, man, he's a creepy storyteller from back in the day.
Yeah,
you know, Cthulhu.
Who? And I take it this creepy storyteller is for your entertainment.
Oh, of course, man. Me and,
not your little girls.
No. We've been watching Ninja Turtles, and there's these little guys called Rabbids. They look like rabbits, and they're on Nickelodeon. It's hilarious.
What is that little thing? Is it on the Geico commercial? Now that's drinking? No. It's a Mellow Yellow.
There's a drink called Mellow Yellow, yeah.
Yeah, the little creature.
The little gecko?
No, it's not a gecko. Greg, do you know what it is?
Is it like a...
It's got little ears like this, and it's variegated colors.
It looks like...
Yoda?
Looks like Yoda, but it's from... what's that movie with the little furry things from the 80s that go crazy at Christmas time?
Oh, Gremlins.
Gremlins.
Oh, really?
It's the cutest thing. It drinks the Mellow Yellow and goes bonkers.
Oh, you're not supposed to feed him after midnight or get him wet.
Oh, it's so cute. So, do you want to try this? And it goes, try? And it takes a minute.
I saw that spot, and I'm thinking, wow, somebody's really going back for an old memory here with the Gremlin.
They're bringing it back, man.
But I didn't know it was for Mellow Yellow. I thought it was for insurance or something.
No, I think it's Mellow Yellow.
Just got a text from Becky Gerritsen. She says, so sorry the phones are jacked up, and so are we. But she sent me details. There is a meeting tonight at the Bethel Worship Center. That's 11117 Highway 231 in Wetumpka, Eagle Forum of Alabama. Hosting Representative Dismukes, Eagle Forum, Representative Ingram, Senator Barfoot, Representative Meadows, and Representative Holmes. What's going on here in Alabama? So, attend. You know, if I were to attend this tonight, I everything that happens in Washington is local. Biden's out there telling governors like Ivey and DeSantis, who will not do what he's told to do. And God bless him. God love him. A state that big, they've got a real leader. To reinstitute their mandates and to stop opening the economy. Even though we have a vaccine. It's insanity. I would want to know how these folks, Charlotte Meadows and others, what their take on it would be. How would our legislature help our governor respond to these kinds of unconstitutional orders from D.C. When is somebody going to challenge this? When is there a case where we can... of course, you can't count on the Supreme Court to do the right thing anymore either.
What do you think Kay's going to do? When is it, the 9th?
Let's put it this way. Yeah, that's when it's supposed to end. And she says that's not changing.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Please don't lie to us, lady.
Yeah, don't. We're ready to move on with our lives. We're ready to resumed. We have been for months.
And you can see it in the stores when you go out there. You know, you can see it in the stores. Like a two or three weeks ago, 99% of the people had one. Now, more like 60.
Again, it should be a choice.
Yeah, it's a choice. Just kind of keep your distance.
But as long as it's official or as long as the sign on the store door says you must have a mask on, I'll do it.
Yeah, got to follow the rules.
After the 9th, if somebody wants a mask and I don't feel like wearing it, I won't bring my business there. And I will mention them on the radio, too. I'll give them free advertising. I'm serious.
Man.
Some people did not survive this last year. And, I mean, we feel very blessed. We took our hit, but weathered the storm. But this last year was a disaster for so many. I twice have used the bankruptcy system in my life to keep stop the phone calls, to get some legal assistance in reorganizing the debt I had and doing what I could to, because the worst part of it is trying to manage it yourself. You should never, ever do that. We have a new sponsor. New sponsor, we're very, very proud to have Chuck Granger. Right around the corner from us here in town, it's G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, and you can go to his website, Granger Legal, and again, that's Granger with an A-I, legal.com, and get a free consultation. I'm telling you about my experience for one reason. I'm not proud I had to do it, but I'm very glad that those resources are available when you're facing, you know, very, very challenging financial circumstances. But if you're being harassed and all of that, getting in touch and connecting with this man can be the first step towards making, yeah, because they do this to you. I know I answered those phone calls. Why don't you pay your bills? I'm out of work. I'm only getting you should pay your bills. They treat you like crap. He knows how to take care of that for you while you're putting the pieces back together and getting ready to move forward. There is no shame, especially given what's happened over the last year. It's happened to a lot of people who thought they'd never, ever be dealing with bankruptcy concerns. Granger Legal Services. The Montgomery number is 260-0500, but check out that free consultation on his website. That's GrangerLegal.com. And welcome aboard, Chuck. We're going to have him in the studio one of these days real soon.
443. Montgomery Skywatch traffic, Well Road at Old Selma Road. We have an overturned vehicle there. Three other vehicles involved in the accident. And we have injuries. They are redirecting traffic onto Mitchell Young. That's at Well Road and Old Selma Highway. Use caution there. Around Montgomery, very congested East South Boulevard from Baptist all the way up to the Troy Highway. We're busy East Boulevard at I-85, Atlanta Highway outbound, as well as Norman Bridge outbound. I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery. If you're looking for a pickup truck, any brand, make, or model, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, overstock with pickup trucks. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama Department of Public Health has released a new school dashboard of coronavirus cases. The latest report shows that cases continue to drop. MPS reported less than 5. Autauga County reports 16. Other area school systems are unreported due to spring break. Overall, there were 181 COVID-19 cases involving Alabama's public schools for the week, down from 387 the week before. LifeSouth still needs your help. They say blood supply is critically low with shelves nearly empty. There's a critical need of all types of blood, especially type O. You're encouraged to donate if you have had the vaccine or recovered from COVID. Calling all contractors, the Montgomery Whitewater Project is inviting you to a construction information workshop. You'll find out about the project's budget, timeline, and contracting opportunities. The workshop is virtual or in person at Trenum State Community College Tuesday and Thursday. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a nice, quiet start to what's going to be an active weather week with lots of twists and turns. For tonight, mostly clear, chilly, overnight low temperature 51. Tomorrow, a little warmer, high in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms back in the forecast. Thunderstorms are likely on Wednesday. Some of the storms could be severe. Looks like a pretty formidable storm system. And then sharply colder late week behind the storm. We could be in the mid-30s by dawn Friday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
It's all about the vaccine passport. Now, it made a story that some folks in Alabama went to, what is it, petition.org or whatever the hell it is, to start a petition urging Governor Ivey to keep all of the restrictions in place forever. And last I checked, 2,661 idiots signed it. This is where it's all going, folks. You've got Biden today asking people, do I still have that clip up? Oh, hang on one second. Here it is. The genius in the White House. Listen, and see if you can understand what he can barely enunciate anymore.
Facing this week, just this week alone, there are more doses of vaccine available for seniors this week than any week thus far. So seniors, please, if you've not gotten your shot yet, get it this week. Get it. Yeah. Second, I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate. Please, this is not politics. Reinstate the mandate if you let it down. And businesses require masks as well. The failure to take this virus seriously.
What?
Precisely what got us in this mess in the first place. Risk more cases and more deaths. Look.
What?
I don't understand the words you just said.
So, apparently, we don't want to risk more desks.
Somebody give him something to drink, man. Jeez.
This is... does anybody... This is the nightmare on Main Street. USA.
Apparently, somebody said he was a little pasty because it looks like he got some sun. Look, he's got white, like a white stripe across his eyes.
It could have given him that spray tan. He was in Delaware. Delaware's not exactly the sun and fun capital of America at the end of March.
The sun state.
In fact, those that can get out of Delaware are probably down in Florida or some other location.
Mm-hmm. I would think
I mean, you can get the sun. It's just not as fun getting a tab when it's 25 outside and your nipples are hard. Come on. Pardon me for that over-the-top metaphor, but...
Hey.
It's true. So... You got a group here in Alabama that wants everything reinstated, starting a petition. Where can we find that? Somebody. I've already got 5,000 tabs open, and I'm afraid that if I open one more tab on this computer, it's going to say...
Self-destruct.
What?
I'll find it for you, man, and I'll send it to you.
Because we can't take calls. Our phones do not work at 272-9228. Somebody sent me this early today. You know, might have been. Let me see if I have it on my phone. Once again, a reminder, since I just picked up my phone, legislative town hall tonight, 6:30 to 8 at the Bethel Worship Center in Wetumpka. Just tap that into your Google map and it'll show you how to get there. That is time well spent. I think we need to go back to that, to more engagement. We have to. But we're going to lose what little we have left. All right. Well, at least they have one person that agrees with me on the fun girls. Where's the thing on the mask?
Found it on AL.
Yeah, that's where it was, AL.com. Mm-hmm. So what's the... take a look at this. I had it. It's one of the 500 tabs I got open.
Land of 1,000 tabs.
Extend Alabama's mask mandate indefinitely. It says, mask on Alabama. Zook started this. Zook or Zuka? All right, and let's see. How many? 3,000 supporters. That's not exactly what I would call a landslide.
In a month.
Is that what it was saying?
Yeah, right at the bottom, right below it.
Should I post this on Facebook with a comment? How extend our middle finger to your extend Alabama mask mandate?
I don't know. You might be supporting it, you know?
3,674 screaming, Zika. Paralyzed citizens.
Maybe we should start our own to just keep it as is.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
We could have some fun with that.
Uh-huh. Fire with fire.
Anyway, 453... Let me just say this. Think back to a year ago when we were just getting used to. I remember being nervous driving to work because we were under curfew at first.
Right.
Not just the mandates, but curfew.
And we had a paper.
In the city.
So every day I was nervous driving to work. And I had my documentation. I had, you know, I'm an essential person. You know why I'm an essential person? This is why. Media. Yeah.
That's right.
So, but I just didn't want to have to see Mars lights and somebody asking me, why are you out at 4:30 in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Never happened. In fact, I would see a police car from time to time, but nobody ever hassled me. But think about, if you can, go back to that point in time and how anxious. That's why we started the Saturday morning show. We needed to have a cathartic outlet for people to express their fear, frustration, anger, whatever. And if you had known then that we'd still be dealing with mandates and restrictions a year later, you would have never gone for it. May as well end it now, right?
Man, you got that right.
I think they knew it. I think they knew it then. They just didn't want to tell us.
And they figured they got us this long. Let's just go a little longer.
Yeah.
Nah. Can't do it.
No. Yeah. No, it's... unacceptable.
I mean, we started the show on Saturdays, so some of the people that were stuck at home were not alone.
Yes.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Things started to loosen up in May. We were doing Saturday and Sunday. Anyway, there you go. So this is not what you would call a runaway, high-momentum kind of petition.
Oh, no way.
If they only wanted 5,000 signatures and they still got 1,400 to go. And so what if they do get 5,000? Population of the state is 4.4 8.8 million?
I have no clue.
That's a tiny fraction.
Yeah.
We want freedom. Thank you. 455. That was brought to you by Mr. Electric, your certified master electricians, who, by the way, will be happy to come and inspect your home's wiring and fuse panel absolutely free. Just call them at 245-1566. Our hope is that you'll jot their name down, MrElectric.com, the number 245-1566. So when you need a repair, an installation, whatever it is, installation of outdoor motion-activated lighting, we use them for that. We actually had them install our Ring doorbell system because we wanted it to be done right.
It works good, man. Every time I ring,
it sure does.
I push it, you know.
It's been like at least 3 or 4 years.
It looks brand new.
We had that. And so the idea being, A, never read a book like Electricity for Dummies and think you know what you're doing. It's just not worth messing with. You know, when I was a young idiot, about your age. No, when I had my first apartment, I was painting it. And I took the plates off the wall so I could paint around the outlets.
Mm-hmm.
And the tip of my screwdriver touched the screw on top of the thing. And I did a series of somersaults backwards just from that joke. Good thing I had a plastic handle on it.
It'll make you squeal, man.
Man, I mean, I went backwards until I hit the wall on the other side of the room. You don't want to mess with it.
No.
You don't want to burn your house down. So get it done right by people who give you an upfront price and charge you that price when the work is complete. Mr. Electric, 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. We have one more hour to go here. Our phones are still not working. And we have no idea when service will resume. So, did we have a place, by the way? Oh, damn. You know, I hate this iPhone because if you just look at, if you go to a Facebook message and just glance at the, you're making a video chat call.
Ooh.
It's happened to me, and I've done it to other people. And I'm not always up at a very friendly time. There might be people that are happy to hear from me, but not at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. My phone does strange things also.
Let's see, Butch. They want proof of vaccination, but it's too much to ask liberals for identification to vote. Yeah, that's the other thing. Now, all of a sudden, Hollywood's not going to make any movies in Georgia because of their oppressive voter law.
Aww.
In other words, show an ID. Got to show it if you're asked at a bar. You got to show it at a bank. Got to show it to get on an airplane. Got to show it to travel. You can't show it to vote. Up your ass. That's all I have to say. If that's too much trouble, you don't deserve a vote. Oppressive. God!
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy now on I-85 southbound from South Union up to the 65 merge. Heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Busy on Taylor Road, East Boulevard at I-85, and we had an accident earlier. Old Selma Road at Well Road, 3 vehicles involved, 1 overturned. Injuries there. They are diverting traffic onto Mitchell Young, so use caution there and keep it here for more traffic updates. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them later.